Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Up next, producer Katie Carter with painter Paula Swenson.
I've got Bemidji artist Paula Swenson in the studio this morning, and I'm wondering, Paula, if you can tell me a little bit about your path as an artist. How did you get started, and how did you end up a professional artist?
It was one of those things that when I was in elementary school, when they would ask students, what do you want to be when you grow up? That was all I ever wanted to be, as an artist. And my mother painted, and so I suppose that influenced me quite a bit. The art teachers were nice to me, so I don't know if that was because I was good at art or if I just didn't stick color crayons in the kiln. That's another story, and I didn't do it.
Did you study art in college, or was it just an organic thing that has blended into your life, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of, I did go to the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, and I was there for 4 years, and I got a BFA. And then, as happens with so many young women, I had a family and took some time out to raise my daughter. And, you know, when she started being old enough to go to school, I felt like I had enough time to, you know, start painting again. And so I did. And then I was working different jobs. And by the time she was in high school, she could be on her own more often, and I was able to get into... We lived in the western suburbs, but I was able to drive down into Minneapolis to... There's an organization. It was called the Women's Art Registry of Minnesota, and now they've changed it to the Women's Art Resources of Minnesota because it's no longer... Well, I imagine they still have all the names of the artists that belonged. It started out at the College of St. Catherine. They actually had a little, like, library box that they kept artists' names in, women artists' names in. They formed a gallery, and I wasn't part of the gallery. I came in later. But they had exhibits and workshops and things that artists could go into. And they had one called Fresh Art, and artists could bring in art that they were working on and show people what they were working on. And I would be so inspired, I'd go back home and paint so I'd have more for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. And we helped each other, and we had exhibits together and learned how to put together exhibits. And it was fun, and it was a great learning experience.
And from there, you've really blossomed. You've had lots and lots of exhibits, and you've got public art mm-hmm. all over Minnesota now.
Yeah.
What do you like about public art? What do you like about public art?
I like that the public can see it without having to find it. Mm-hmm. I have some paintings up. I have some paintings up now at the First Lutheran Church, and it looks beautiful. But other than the parishioners, I'm not sure that anybody else would see them.
Right. I certainly didn't know you had any work up at the First Lutheran Church.
So. And then I have some work in. It's a new doctor's office, Dr. Mary and Dr.
In Bemidji?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. And I have a few paintings in there. So there again, the only painting, the only people that would see it would be people going to the doctor there.
But as opposed to an art gallery, people who are destined for the art gallery to see it, these are just people that come across it naturally.
Yeah. Right? And I switch it around. It's not going to be there forever. So I'll move it around to different buildings, and there's... You know, with the watermark being remodeled, there probably won't be a lot of places to exhibit over the, maybe over the winter, but I could be wrong.
Your work is incredibly bold and vibrant. And yeah, and I, my personal response to it always is a joy. There's a joyful response to your work. What is it about that style that works so well for you?
It makes me feel the same way.
Yeah.
It, yeah, I'm not sure why I, you know, I know that there was a time when I was not a good painter, I didn't think. But I was learning about colors, and one day I thought, why am I painting all these sad colors? I don't want to paint in sad colors. So I started looking around, and I started using a color wheel and remembering some of the things that I had been told in college. And with the help of Warm, particularly Nancy Robinson and Sandra Menifee Taylor were women who helped me a lot. There's probably too many to be named from that Jill Waterhouse, but they were really interested in helping other women artists, and it was about then, about 1991, that I found my style. I found out how I painted, rather than, I don't think it's a developing a style. I think the style found me.
Right, and it's very unique.
Thank you.
Yeah. So here at the KBXE studio in Bemidji, we are looking forward to a project that you are working on. It's going to be a set of panels that you're creating that'll hang on the outside of our building. Can you share a little bit about how that came to be and where you're at with the process right now?
Yeah, well, I was waiting outside. I was supposed to meet a friend at the radio station, but this is the radio station.
Yeah.
Turns out she's waiting at the radio station a couple blocks away.
Oh.
So she never came. And then, so I left and came back in the middle of the week, and I came in, and Dan Hogg was in here, and I know Dan. And I said, Dan, your building's ugly.
At the time, listeners, our building was just a white wall, and when it snowed outside, it looked incredibly like a white wall. So Dan said, what?
He said, come and talk to my manager. So he brought me into Maggie Montgomery's office, and Dan said, Paula says our building's ugly. And Maggie turned around from her computer, and she said, it is. And then I proposed doing a mural for the building, and I also proposed writing a grant for that so that I could get paid for and you could get a new mural. And I'm always surprised when they say yes, because I've always said, you know, if writers have to write grant proposals, then they should also have to paint a picture to tell why.
To level the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they want me to write all these words. I'm a visual artist. It drives me crazy.
But you did it. And we're all going to reap the benefits from
that. I wrote it about 3 or 4 different times and several versions. But.
What do you like about KAXE, KBXE that makes you want to align yourself with it?
I love this feeling about the self-sufficiency that this area has. You know, we have our own food co-op. We have our own radio station. And it seems to me like we have this little piece of civility in the middle of nowhere. So, and all the musicians and all the creative people, I didn't want to move up here. But my boyfriend was up here, and we got married, and he thought we should live together.
Sometimes people do that when they get married.
Well, I know. It seems kind of odd to me, but.
Well, can you share us with what the final product will look like?
It will be the Four Seasons But rather than go from left to right or right to left, it will go from the outside edge will be spring. So that'll be framed by probably ferns and maybe vines and peepers. And then the next level will be summer. And that will be, you know, flowers and birds and bees. And it's the mural is called A Landscape of Sound.
Okay.
So that we could have the radio station sound, but also bring in the phrenology. Then fall in the deeper background, and there you might just be able to see the colored trees and maybe some forms of geese or something flying. Mm-hmm. And then I had wanted to keep this part a secret, but then I decided when we were talking yesterday, I decided that I better say what I want in the winter sky. When the winter, so the winter is the sky, but at the top of the sky, there's going to be a hole for fishing,
mm-hmm.
and the fish are going to be on our into the
oh my
hole.
Gosh!
So there'll be a hook and some fish around, and probably some birds mixed in there since they're in the foreground.
Right. So. Well, for the listeners out there, her art is not, it's not like realism art. There's a yeah. whimsical, almost cartoony, yet.
It's abstraction, but it's not total. It's figurative. You can tell when a person is a person.
Yeah.
But they might have a third hand or something like that.
Oh, boy. Well, you'll be working on this project during the studio cruise next weekend. So mm-hmm. if anybody comes out to your gallery, which is River of Time Gallery here in Bemidji, they can see you working on the project.
Yeah.
And if somebody is not in Bemidji and wants to check your art out, they can find you online at the River of Time. If somebody just Googles River of Time Gallery or Paula Swenson Bemidji, they can find your work.
Yeah.
And probably by like December, they'll be able to come to the KBXC studio and see it out.
My goal
is
to have it done before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I did set the goal for the founding organization, which is Region 2. I put a final date of like March.
Just to give yourself the space.
Just to give my, you know, if I fall off the scaffold and break a leg.
Well, we are looking forward to it here, and I will see you at the studio cruise and invite listeners to take part in the studio cruise and support public artists in our area. And until next time, Paula, we'll see you. And Area Voices is made possible by the Legacy Amendment and by the people of Minnesota.
Oh, so is the
grant that you got.
So is the grant.